Chapter 7. The Land of Play. Pinocchio jumped into the sea and started to swim. He swam along next to the shore until he saw a little cave. A small fire burned outside it.
I can see a fire, thought Pinocchio. I can dry my clothes and have a rest.
But when Pinocchio came near to the shore, he was suddenly lifted out of the water. He was in a fisherman's net. The fisherman took Pinocchio to the cave.
What a strange kind of fish, he said. I will cook it and see how it tastes.
I'm not a fish. I'm a puppet, cried Pinocchio.
But the fisherman was hungry. He picked up the net and carried Pinocchio to the fire. So Pinocchio jumped out of the net and began to run. He ran and ran until he reached the fairy's house. Pinocchio knocked on the fairy's door. He waited and waited. After a long time, a large snail opened a window.
Hello, Pinocchio. I'll come down and let you in, said the snail.
Hurry up! I'm cold and wet, shouted Pinocchio.
You must never hurry, Pinocchio, replied the snail.
After a very long time, the snail opened the door and Pinocchio went in.
Hello, Pinocchio, said the fairy. You're a naughty puppet because you left school and went to the seashore. But you wanted to find your father, so you do some kind things too. Tomorrow, if you go to school, you will turn into a real boy.
A real boy, at last, said Pinocchio. Thank you. I will have a party for all the boys at school. Then they will like me at last.
Pinocchio wrote some party invitations. Then he set off to give them to the boys from the school.
Come back before it gets dark, said the fairy.
First, Pinocchio went to Lampwick's house.
I'm having a party tomorrow, he said. I'm going to be a real boy. Will you come to my party?
I'm sorry, but I can't come, Lampwick replied. I'm going to the Land of Play. It's a wonderful place. There are no schools, no teachers, and no books. But there are lots of toys, and you can play all day. Come with me.
Suddenly, Pinocchio saw a carriage coming towards them. The carriage was pulled by 24 donkeys, and it was full of laughing children.
That carriage is taking me to the Land of Play, said Lampwick. The children look so happy, thought Pinocchio.
Then he said,
Yes, I'll come with you.
And he jumped onto the carriage. The Land of Play was a wonderful place. It was full of children. They were all talking and laughing and playing.
It's a lovely place, isn't it? Said Lampwick.
Pinocchio and Lampwick stayed in the Land of Play for a very long time.